BlakeRadioLive.com.
Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I am thrilled that you're here. It is officially Tuesday evening. That would be April 24th, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And what can I say? It's not Monday. That's always a start, a good place to start, in fact. In case you're wondering about the quality of the sound, apparently there are some technical difficulties. We're doing our best to iron it out as we speak, and hopefully we can resume with the show as normal here in a relatively short period of time. Just a heads up for all of you out there, if you've been paying attention to the map, then you know that currently, I believe Texas, as well as myself here in northwest Arkansas, we are experiencing quite a bit of bad weather. We have tornado warnings or watches. I can never remember the difference, and I honestly don't remember which one is worse, but whichever one is bad, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. So, you know, we've had some periodic rain today, which we had talked about. They've been telling us we're going to get rain for a while now, and it just finally happened today. So we'll see how that goes. And, yeah, what can I say? It's a crazy, crazy time. We'll get all this ironed out. So we've got a couple of guests lined up for you, and we will talk about them here periodically. But first things first, welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And as always, welcome to anybody who's listening on AM and FM frequencies around the planet. We're glad you're here. And if you're at our website at franklyspeakingradio.com, lots of great information there, courtesy of our webmaster, James, the hardest working man I know, who does a great deal of website-related work for us, and we certainly appreciate that. He does it all at his own expense, both time and money, to make sure that you have links and information to all the shows and the guests and the material, which is just invaluable to me and to anybody who utilizes his hard work. Make sure you let him know that you appreciate him, as I try to do on a regular basis. Now, I've had just huge amounts of internet complications as of late, so hopefully we can get that figured out, too. I don't even know what's going on. Things are weird, my friends. Things are very weird. I walked into the station today to find out in a very non-delicate manner that we have two pet cats here at the station, and they're great little kitties. We love them. And one of our cats had to be put down today because of kidney failure. Now, I don't know if this is tied in any capacity with this pet food tainting, but I'm most unhappy with this situation. I'm very sad tonight because of that news. And, boy, I tell you what, it's just difficult times as of late. I'm sure we're all going through it. We all know how it feels. And we all are experiencing lots of drama in our own lives. We are going to not focus on that. We're going to look at the positive stuff. We're going to do our best to find solutions and give you the information that you need. And as always, my friends, I more than welcome you to be a part of the program here. It's very easy. You pick up the phone and you dial 1-800-313-9443, toll-free, and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And that's it. It's that simple. I like to hear from you guys. I like to hear what's going on in your world. I like to hear about what you're seeing, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're noticing out there. Because, like I said, there's just a from everybody I've talked to, we're getting zapped right and left by all sorts of things. And if you look at the sort of the effect that these frequencies have on us, you can see quite plainly that it's causing a lot of harm. And we're seeing it in people we know, people we care about, a lot of health trauma as of late, obviously, in the human and animal families. So we're doing our best to try to find some answers for people, because obviously the places we normally turn to for answers, we have lost faith in them. We've lost faith in what we perceive to be the truthful media and the truthful voices out there. They have been exposed for what they are, folks, and we are on our own. And maybe that's the place we should have been from the beginning. But we're going to be talking about a great deal of stuff tonight. Be aware of the phone number again, 800-313-9443. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and I am thrilled that you're with us. It's Tuesday evening, and yes, as I mentioned, we had a couple of guests here tonight. Our first one is joining us via phone, of course, because nobody really happens to be passing through town in Northwest Arkansas at 11 p.m. on a Tuesday. But if she did, by chance, she'd be welcome. Please welcome to the program Wanda Piety, who is very much involved in this truck out rally, and we wanted to get an update from her. Wanda, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you, Frank, for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's an honor. I appreciate you and all your hard work. Now, you and I just recently got acquainted, so this has been a certainly quite an education that you've been able to give to me. If you would, maybe start at the beginning. How did you get involved in this, and what was the goal from the beginning?
the goal for, you know, I got involved in it quite by accident, and I had an accident that, you know, I hurt my wrist pretty badly, and it kind of took me on a third world nightmare into a county hospital here in Southern California because we don't have medical insurance. And when I was finally out of that hospital, I decided that I had to do something to stop what was happening to our country.
Mm-hmm.
And it led me to a blog site, and from the blog site, it you know, one of the posters gave me the idea about the truckers, and, you know, basically he just mentioned the Teamsters, and from there it's like I just had this epiphany, mm-hmm. that the truckers were really the lifeblood of this nation, and if there was any way to get the attention of the entire nation, including our government, it would be through the truckers. And so I kind of put a couple calls into, you know, Fair US and asked them what they thought of the idea, you know, and would they support us if we wanted to, you know, jump on board their rally that they were having in D.C. If I could organize the truckers quickly enough, you know, would they mind if we rallied with them at the D.C. Capitol and all across the nation? And they said no, and then, you know, I got a hold of Frosty Woolridge, who's an ex-trucker, because I thought if anybody would know basically the mind of a trucker, it would be someone who had been a trucker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now all, you know, how to approach the truckers and talk to them, and, you know, what would be the best way to communicate with them. And so, you know, he kind of opened up a whole new world for me that I had never, ever been exposed to before. And, you know, this truckers rally is still not even 1 month old. It's not even 30 days old. We started it on March 26th, and, you know, today's the 24th, so we're almost there. But, you know, in a very short amount of time, we reached out to literally not just truckers, but hundreds of thousands of truckers and concerned citizens all across America, mm-hmm. uniting everybody in the common cause of saving America.
Saving us from what?
Saving us from basically the destruction of our country, the loss of our sovereignty, the loss of our Constitution, pushing us into a union, mm-hmm. that, you know, with two other countries that we do not want as a nation, and basically destroying the middle class in America, you know, and displacing us, the working class of America, with a slave labor class, you know, from a third world country at our southern border. And, you know, to me, the whole idea of this happening behind our backs without, you know, the American people being educated enough on the subject, mm-hmm. or informed enough on the subject to be able to weigh in on it.
Well said. Very well said. Well, really, and that's the important thing, honestly, because you take, and I've interviewed some truckers before and known people who have done this quite extensively. You know, you take somebody who's behind the wheel of a vehicle and awake the majority of the time, they're going to see a lot of stuff. They're going to hear a lot of stuff. And I'd have to think that when you start talking to them, for the most part, they're going to be fairly well informed. But obviously, because they're doing a job most of the time, they don't have a lot of time to be, you know, delving into research, for example, saying, well, you know, I'll just pull my truck over here and deliver my load late and start doing some research. So, you know, obviously, for you to approach them, they're going to have their questions. How did they respond when you brought some of these ideas to them?
Well, surprisingly, the long-distance truckers that travel all across our nation were the most informed and already knew of the North American Union. Most of them already knew about the Mexican truckers and the pilot program,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, because they have, you know, a lot of informational tools,
sure,
you know, in their trucks, like, you know, computers and, mm-hmm. you know, GPS systems and, you know, the XM radio stations and things like that that they listen to. And so to talking to them was, you know, really quite easy. In fact, immediately when we put up the website and put the information out there that we were starting this, you know, they just climbed on board by, you know, in massive numbers. I mean, literally thousands upon thousands of them just immediately checked out the website, called us, emailed us, you know, how can I sign up, you know, where, what do I do, how do I do it, tell me what to do and I'll help you. Let me pass out information. Whatever you need, I'll be there.
That's wonderful.
And so those guys were just right on board. The hard sells were the local truckers that work for the big local trucking companies, and, you know, they're completely tied in to what these trucking companies are telling them, which is not the truth, because a good portion of them are already down in Mexico outsourcing our American truckers' jobs for Mexicans, you know, because they see the dollar signs and think, you know, wow, this will make me so much more competitive and blah, blah, blah. You know, now I can really start, you know, bringing in,
sure,
you know, a nice profit margin. And mm-hmm. they don't really care about these truckers. So, you know, they're American, you know, the local truckers are the ones that were, you know, what do you mean the North American Union? What the heck is that? I've never even heard of it. Mm-hmm. What do you mean Mexican truckers coming to America? That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to sell me out of my job. You know, and those were the guys that were just really the tough ones. But, you know, after a certain amount of time, even they would start coming on board. And, you know, over the course of this past 4 weeks, my guess from everybody that we have talked to and all the emails I've gotten and, you know, all the emails that they say that they've sent out and the flyers that have been passed out, et cetera, we pretty much figured that we had somewhere in the vicinity of 3 to maybe 8%, like a couple hundred thousand truckers nationwide that were interested in participating in this rally. And then of the concerned American citizens, we felt that we probably had somewhere in the vicinity of, you know, 500,000 to potentially a million,
mm-hmm.
just depending upon, you know, where these, you know, these people were located. We had huge groups in Texas tell us that they would be willing to sign on, and Arizona and New Mexico and Florida, you know, a lot of the southern states. But, you know, what happened the days of the rally...
Well, before we get there, Wanda, I wanted to ask you, what was the plan?
The plan was for, you know, all the truckers, as they traveled across country, to go to the state capital that they were the closest to, that they were, mm-hmm. you know, passing by, and to join up with other truckers on the, you know, on the morning of the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. Tomorrow's still another rally day. And circle our state capitals outside the security perimeter so that, you know, we wouldn't be in violation of any security laws, or not security laws, but, you know, security measures that our
sure.
government has taken to protect our capitals. And then also, if you're close to the D.C. area, to circle our state capital on the D.C. Beltway. And if it was impossible for the truckers to get to any of the state capitals, we asked them to do what's called a slow rolling truck out on our freeways and highways, where the truckers go across the lanes of the freeway and drive 45 miles an hour, which is the minimum speed allowed by law,
mm-hmm.
you know, backing up traffic behind them, you know, and not to do this all the way across the nation, but, you know, for you know, several miles, just to let people know that once, you know, when they finally started to pass, they would be angry enough and, you know, and upset enough to really start paying attention, because most people, when you're upset at somebody for what they're doing, you really want to pay attention to who that person is that's causing all this trouble.
And presumably why, sure.
Yeah, and so, you know, all the truckers were supposed to carry American flags on their car, you know, in their windows, and then put big rally posters on the sides and the backs of their trucks so that people would understand what they're doing. They're protesting, and they're protesting against our government's plans, you know, to institute this North American Union without our consent and this, you know, truckers test pilot program without our consent. And so, anyway, that was the plan.
Yeah, that's powerful. Now, obviously, if people want information about this for tomorrow, they can go to, well, they can go to republicbroadcasting.org as well. But you guys have a specific website for yourselves?
Yes, the main website for the rally and for all the truckers to get all the up-to-date information is www.saveamericafund.org.
Okay, wonderful. So people can certainly check that out and, you know, gauge maybe where they're at tomorrow and if this is something they can get involved with. Now, non-truckers, let me ask you that. They can also participate in this through similar things?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, for example, you know, I am not a trucker and I don't own a truck. But, you know, on the first day of the rally, I drove up to my state capital, which was Sacramento. I just put a bunch of flags in my windows mm-hmm. and had a couple posters ready to post, you know, when
that's
I got
great.
To my location. And...
See, that's great because, you know, obviously for somebody like myself, I have a strict four-wheel limit. I don't want any more than four wheels under me. I certainly don't want any less than four if I can help it. But hold that thought for a second, Wanda. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Back in three.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Keep in mind our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Joining us to talk about the Truck Out Rally continuing on tomorrow, Wanda Piety, welcome back, and thank you again so much.
Thank you, too, Frank. Tomorrow is... any concerned citizen that does want to participate, that's basically, you know, you just get in your car and go to the state capitol in your area and just be a support to them, you know, mm-hmm. show them that you really care about what they do for this nation and the mm-hmm. fact that, you know, the last thing we want is for our American truckers to lose their jobs to, foreign people, you know, whether it's from Mexico or any other country. We, you know, we want our American truckers to keep their jobs and to continue trucking for America the way they have been for, the, you know, the past, you know, century, basically.
Yeah. Well, amen to that. I think, you know, aside from all that, we all need to appreciate what these people do for us. Because, you know, I've talked about it before many times. As much as I remember when I first started, you know, making cross-country trips on the highway and the interstate all across the country, and I remember driving late at night to avoid traffic, and gosh, you know, you get in those single-lane construction zones, and you got this trucker, and he's not slowing down, and I remember just cursing the ground that guy walked on. And then I learned what they did, and I learned how important they are to the, well, the vital to the functioning and continuation of American society. And I took it all back. I took it all back because we don't recognize these things. We don't realize or appreciate what these people do for us. And that's a really sad thing because everybody sees the trucks, but nobody realizes exactly what are the people, what are their lives like, you know, the ones behind the steering wheel and how much they contribute to our very well-being. Most Americans think that food comes from the grocery store. They don't realize everything that goes into supplying everything that we need in this country. So it's important to draw attention to their hard work, their sacrifice, and their lack of pay. Now, obviously, you know, being in radio for is 14 years as I have, anytime, you know, somebody comes along and they're saying, hey, look, I'm brand new off the streets and I've never done radio before in my life and I'd like to do radio, so that they would go to, you know, station managers or program directors and say, hey, I'll do that show for, you know, half of what that person's doing. You know, so we've all had outsourcing to a certain extent. It would be a real tragedy to see these guys treated this way. We can't allow that to happen. So I think what you're doing is really, really important that we understand all this. Now, because it's been going on for 2 days, and because probably like people are hearing this maybe for the first time, we haven't seen this extensively covered on CNN and Fox News and things like that. So tell us how the you know, today and yesterday went.
Well, yesterday started off really, really well. I heard from Drew Raines about 11 o'clock in the morning, and what he told me, he was actually watching a live traffic cam feed over his, I guess, his, you know, television or something from Montgomery County, which is, you know, the D.C. area, you know, traffic area. Mm-hmm. And he said that he was looking at I-95 northbound coming up from the southern states. And he said it was just jammed bumper to bumper. Traffic was stopped at a standstill. And he said for as far as he could see down that freeway, he said it was nothing but trucks and cars. And he said most of the trucks had American flags. And he said he could see some banners and things like that. But he said it was obvious that they were there for the protest. And, you know, so I was just hopping up and down. I'm on my way up to Sacramento driving in my car. And I'm just so encouraged, feeling great, thinking, wow, this is fantastic. You know, we're finally going to get our government to pay attention to what we're, you know, trying to say here.
Mm-hmm.
And so then about, let's see, when was it? About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that same day, or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I get a call from Art Pollock, who is a truck driver that I've been working really closely with throughout the course of this last 4 weeks, and he's been really instrumental in getting truckers on board to help, you know, be a part of this protest. And he called me up, and he said, Wanda, he said, what's going on? He goes, I'm on the D.C. Beltway, and he goes, I'm the only trucker with an American flag. He said, I finally teamed up with a pickup truck that's got an American flag, and it turns out he's a trucker, you know, but he had to leave his rig home because it was with a trucking company that didn't want him to take the rig.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, it's just the two of us, and we're the only two on the Beltway. He goes, what the heck is going on? So I called my friend Drew Raines back, and I said, Drew, I said, can you tell me anything at all about what's going on? And he said, yeah. He said, we're getting word from people all over the country that the police is out in force and that they're turning people away from the Beltway. He said, especially the truckers. He said, we've got truckers telling us that they've been telling the, you know, the big rig truckers that they are not allowed, that no 18-wheelers are allowed on the D.C. Beltway, you know, for the next couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that they can get on the Beltway is if they have a full load and a legal bill of lading for that load, you know, to get into the D.C. area. And so apparently a lot of the truckers were averted out of the D.C. Beltway area.
Let me jump in here quickly, if you don't mind, okay. Wanda. Folks, we have a short break to contend with, only 3 minutes. Please stay with us and hear exactly what's been going on. Maybe you haven't heard before. Maybe you're hearing this for the first time. But it's important that you understand what has happened the last 2 days and what may happen again tomorrow. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can hear the echo of your voice in my head, singing my love. I can see your face there in my hands, my love. I've been blessed by your grace and care, my love, singing my love. There's a
welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Boy, big, big, big stuff going on. And I'm sure you probably have heard some of this. If this is new to you, Feel free to ask your questions, of course, 800-313-9443. Joining us to speak about the truck out rally, Wanda Piety, thank you so much again for your time and for delivering this this unfortunate information. When we left off, you were mentioning that in the D.C. area, it would seem that the cops were instructed to prevent any sort of truck presence on site. Now, was that the only location where they were having problems?
No, it was actually uniform across the nation. So what we're thinking is that, you know, maybe Homeland Security or someone within the government put out some type of a, you know, a notification to the police departments around the nation that if, you know, they encounter any truck protesters to, you know, defer them away from our state capitals because, you know, we got, actually there was a fairly large convoy coming down from the northern part of, you know, the United States on the East Coast, and they said, a trucker called into the John Stattmiller show and said that, you know, he had a fairly large convoy coming into the Maryland area going up to the Beltway, and they were stopped. He said that there was a huge police presence, and they stopped their convoy and gave everybody tickets and, you know, averted them once again away from the D.C. Beltway.
And what were the tickets for?
The tickets were for being a part of a convoy, for going 45 miles an hour, for disrupting traffic. I mean, it was for a number of different reasons.
Whatever they could think of, I'm sure.
Whatever they could think of, yeah. And then, you know, we got reports from Tennessee, you know, a bunch of, there was a group of, you know, some 20-plus truckers that were heading into Nashville, and before they got to the state capitol, they were averted away and told that they weren't allowed into the state capitol area at all. And then also the same thing happened in Little Rock, and apparently there were some 40-plus truckers that, you know, tried to make it into the Little Rock area. Also in Oklahoma City. But now those truckers were maybe a little bit more well-organized because it was, we're getting reports that it was anywhere from 100-plus to about 175 trucks that actually made it into the Oklahoma City area. Mm-hmm. They were at first turned away, but instead they regrouped, came back, and parked outside of on the streets, you know, several blocks away from the Capitol. They parked all their trucks, got out, and went to the actual Capitol building where there was a fairly sizable rally going on, you know, on their behalf, and apparently the state senator, one of the state senators, came out and spoke, you know, to the rally that was there and said that they had just passed legislation to prevent the North American Union from happening, that
wow.
They did not, you know, Oklahoma does not support the North American Union at all, and it passed, I think it was something like 95 senators or 95 members of their Congress out of 97, I think only two members did not vote for it.
Wow.
So it was overwhelming. And, you know, that state is really making some pretty ardent strides to stop, you know, this illegal immigration invasion of our country. They've just passed wonderful legislation there that, you know, prevents employers from hiring and, you know, will penalize the companies that do, and also from renting apartments to illegals and, mm-hmm. you know, giving bank accounts and other things like that, mortgages, whatever. You know, they've really taken a really tough enforcement only stand against illegals in their state.
Wow.
So we really applaud them for all the hard work that they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and also for the tenacity of the drivers to not give up and just, you know, drive away when they were first told that they could not, you know, go around the state capitol.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's certainly a good thing. I mean, they figured, hey, we didn't get dressed up for nothing, you know. Let's do something.
And
let's gather together somewhere.
Yeah, and fortunately, you know, they had a lot of support and organization in that state from, you know, people that had been pretty much contacting me, telling me, look, we're already doing some stuff down here. Why don't you let us kind of take over, just give these people our phone numbers and, you know, let us help you organize this. So, I mean... For me, you know, when I started this 4 weeks ago, I've pretty much been on my own with the exception of, you know, Frosty Woolridge, who's been helping out by getting the word out over radio stations and stuff. And then through the course of these past 4 weeks, there have been wonderful people like the Granny Warriors, Linda Honeycutt down in the Carolinas, and, you know, Steve Bishop in Florida, and, you know, Sherry Jackson in Alabama, and Terry Hall from, you know, the San Antonio Toll Party in Texas, and, you know, just people, and Art Pollock, and just people all over the nation, you know, being willing to help, but there was still the lack of a contact person in each state to be able to help organize that state so that truckers, you know, when they went to their state capital, if things didn't work out, they could immediately call and say, hey, this just happened. Now what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to have like a re-rally point so people
sure.
could kind of gather back together. And
yeah.
Couldn't handle that all on my own.
Oh, God, no. Well, you know what, though? Here's the way I read this, Wanda. This is a phenomenal success.
Thank you.
In
I
every
agree
possible
with
way.
You.
Well, this is what we have to look at here. So here you've got a bunch of people who maybe said, well, you know, I'm not really doing anything. And, yeah, this North American Union, I'm not quite sure I believe that this all is happening. But you know, I'll go and show support with my you know, brothers and sisters who are out there on the trucks. And then they go and they hop in their truck, and then they have an experience like this, where all of a sudden these guys who are very familiar with the rules of the road, they know what you get pulled over for and what you do not. They know what you can do on the road and what you cannot do.
Absolutely.
And they see mass harassment specifically on the days that they're supposed to be doing something. And they're going to, like I said, even if they doubted it before, bam, there's your confirmation. There's your confirmation. They have, the powers that be have officially confirmed anything they may have suspected, any suspicion they may have had, any fear that maybe wasn't too well founded, has all been confirmed through this ridiculous action on the part of the powers that be. It's silly on their part to even do something like this, because what they're doing is they're proving it all to be true. They're proving
right.
it all to be a concern. So for every person who was involved in this and had an experience like that, well, the next time they go to a truck stop or the next time they jump on the radio and they start talking to people, they have a personal anecdote to throw into this. It's not just some radio station, some news story, some allegation, some theory. This is now fact for them in their minds, and there are people that they know and people that they trust who will say, if you say it's true, it's good enough for me. And pretty soon everybody has somebody in their life that they know who feels that way about their word. So it's just going to spread like crazy, and these things will get bigger, and they'll happen more frequently. And once these truckers who maybe have heard some of this stuff but still don't believe it, even after all this, when it does happen, I mean, they're going to be ready for this.
Right. And, you know, we had kind of anticipated this. We had hoped that it wouldn't be so, but, you know, we pretty much thought that, you know, this was a possibility. And we had already started planning, you know, the second phase of this rally, mm-hmm. you know, to take place in June, in the middle of June, 14th, 15th, and 16th, when there's a huge rally that's planned for our D.C. Capitol again, and every, you know, state's capital in the nation. And it's called the March for Freedom, and it's been in the organizational stages now for some 6 months. And a lot of people have signed up and have bought their plane tickets and have reserved their hotels, you know, in the D.C. Capitol to go to this thing. And, you know, what we'd like to do now is, you know, take the people that have come forward in these last couple days and said, hey, I can help you organize this state. And, you know, give them the right, you know, the opportunity to do that and say, please go ahead. You know, these are the tools that we have. Mm-hmm. This is the word that we're trying to get out, the information we're trying to get out. Be as, you know, productive as you possibly can and reaching out to every single person in your state as you possibly can and all the truckers that pass through that state. And so, you know, we're starting it up again right now. We're even before this rally is over, because we pretty much feel that, you know, if people still want to participate in this rally, you know, by all means, please do. But, you know, I think that because of the type of interference that we have received mm-hmm. in this rally, that maybe what we need to do is just really work towards the second one and get more organized and, you know, so that the next time that we step out there, we're going to be completely prepared for what they can throw at us, and we will be ready, you know. And, you know, like we've been contacted already by a lot of different, you know, legal people that have said, next time, you know, this happens and our truckers are out there and, you know, the police come by and pull you over and try and ticket you, you know, make sure that you make a point of taking their name and their badge number and, you know, what precinct they're out of, mm-hmm. and tell them that you just really need all this information to be accurate, because tomorrow you're filing a lawsuit against them for an infringement of your right to be on the roads, number one, not breaking the laws, and, you know, to protest, you know, peacefully, because we have every right, you know, protected, you know, through the Constitution to do that.
Amen. Well, here's another option that you may want to consider. If you know, these truckers are decked out tech-wise, as I have heard that they are,
yes.
it should be relatively easy to go and grab a little webcam and, smack it on their dashboard, and if they do get pulled over, just hit record and have it go right into their hard drive, and they can get video on all this stuff. They can record conversations, they can record actions, they can record the BS excuse for getting pulled over, any number of things. And then you've
Absolutely.
Got video, you know, and then you've got audio, and you can do all sorts of things with that stuff as well. So they have a lot of options open to them, and this is the thing, they need to be able to get the word out, and that's a beautiful way to do that, honestly, is just to have that kind of documentation. But I really think that all of this hardship is simply going to streamline and enhance the next time something like this happens.
Yes, I agree with you. And it's really just strengthened my resolve mm-hmm. to work even harder this time around, this go around, to make this, you know, point and to not let anything stand in the way. And fortunately, we've already got the whole thing started. So now it's just a matter of, like you said, streamlining it and
sure.
and really organizing it, you know, much, much better this second go-round.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's phenomenal. Well, give me an idea of what is sort of the agenda for tomorrow. I assume just the continuation of what's gone on the last 2 days. But, just for somebody maybe that's hearing this for the first time and somebody that says, well, you know what, I'm not doing anything tomorrow, or I'm not working because the weather's so bad, or whatever the case may be. But let's say they have some time on their hands and they're thinking about, you know, being a part of this. What's the goal here?
Well, right now we're kind of hanging out there, not really knowing what to do for, you know. Mm-hmm. The thing is, you know, when I went up to Sacramento on Monday, I literally was up there by myself. I drove up with, you know, four flags in every window of my car and, mm-hmm. you know, my posters and things like that. And I think that what I would prefer to do, instead of, you know, having anybody spin their wheels with no real effect, mm-hmm. you know, involved, I would suggest that, you know, these people instead go just start handing out, you know, what we're going to start doing is posting new information on the website starting tomorrow. I'm actually going to be posting a lot of information from the different truckers that have had experiences. We've heard from over 60 plus truckers that have received tickets, and I need to actually get their names and phone numbers and literally, you know, be able to talk to them, because there's news outlets all across the nation that want to report on this.
Yes.
But they said that they really need to get, you know,
first-hand account,
verified information, so that they can write, you know, truthful stories about this. But we're talking about major news outlets that want to report on this, and they've been reporting on it truthfully,
yes.
which I've been really shocked, surprised. And, you know, so we need to hear from those guys tomorrow. If you are out there and this is, you know, you've experienced, you know, any of this stuff that we've been talking about, please call us and please let us know, or you know, get on the website and email me, because I will get back with you. I take down every single person's information, and, you know, and I'm right now trying to locate, you know, people, organizers from each and every state, you know, to just really kind of go right back into this. And I just want to put it out there. Please don't let, you know, nobody that's, you know, anybody that's wanted to participate in this rally, please don't be discouraged about this. Please don't let yourself, you know, be disheartened, or, you know, let the apathy set back in, you know, that, oh, there's nothing we can do about this because this is just the way it's going to be, because it's not. We still have a very, very great and powerful voice here in America, and there's truthfully far more of us than there are of them. And, you know, like I said, if we can, you know, we just need to do our homework better this time, and we've got a little bit more time now to continue organizing. And we're going to take every advantage that we possibly can to make this next rally the rally that truly sends this message home and brings our government to its knees, you know, on this issue of the North American Union. You know, this is our country, and we're not going to give it away.
Well, very well said. I don't know if you've contacted or been contacted by any ham radio operators, but, you know, certainly for the sake of communication, you know, those guys are invaluable. That's why they've got those networks set up in just such a way, is in the event of something like, any sort of interruption in communication, such as, you know, cell phone towers going down or an electromagnetic pulse type of thing going on over the United States. I mean, these are the people that would continue the communication, much like how we talked about the truckers with their hard work and how they're the continuation of our society as we know it. So too can the ham operators be the voice. You know, you've got your eyes and your ears on the scene in the form of the truckers in their vehicles, of course. But, you know, for communication purposes, this is a time when the ham radio operators can really come into their own to make a difference and, you know, relaying information and so on and so forth.
Right, and especially because these guys have been preparing for this for a really long time, so now they actually get to get to do what they've been preparing for just years.
That's right. I mean, the whole concept there is simply to make sure that people know what's going on. I mean, the absence of information is panic, honestly, and you know, this can really serve to link people together and keep something going, even if there have to be, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 different, you know, secondary options for a gathering place. The point is that the communication will be there. Hang with me here for a second, Wanda. We'll come back. We'll give it all your contact info and spread that out there to the people. Folks, stay with us. Back in 3.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Good evening, folks, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, our final few moments here in the first hour of the program. Keep in mind, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things that make Arkansas the natural state. It's on Bull Shoals Lake, and as you can see on the website there at www.howardcreek.com, just an absolutely stunning place for anything that you might look to do any time of the year. And they are very unique in the fact that in this area they offer one-night rentals, which is just a rarity. Most places are looking to, get a monopoly there on your whole weekend, whereas Howard Creek is wonderful about that. They know that once you go there for one night, you're going to want to stay for more. So give them a call. Ask all your questions. Get the information toll-free at 877-253-7690. And we certainly ask you to support our sponsors and our advertisers and all the people who are able to bring this show to you as it is. And certainly also appreciate our guest here tonight, Wanda Piety. Welcome back, and thank you again so much, not just for what you've been doing, but also for taking the time with us here tonight and just for caring in general.
Well, thank you very much, and I just say the same thing back to you. You're an extremely gracious host, and I just, the support that everybody has given this situation has been so profound and overwhelming. And, I honestly never expected this, but I'm telling you, I've learned something about America that I've lived in my dream world thinking that, this existed, and now I know that it's a reality, and I'm just so grateful for it.
It's the darndest thing, Wanda. We spend so much of our time existing in and growing up in and being a part of the system, and one day, and throughout our whole lives, something doesn't feel right. Something just doesn't sit well. There's just something out of place, and we can't quite put our finger on it. One day the bubble bursts, and we get a glimpse into the reality of what this world is all about, what this whole society is all about. And when we do, I think a lot of people don't handle it well. Certainly the realizations that come along with the truth, sometimes they don't even retain their sanity because it is so overwhelming, so overpowering, and so it looks like it can't be beaten. It looks just unstoppable. But for somebody like yourself, who has not just been a big part of this, what I call a success story, and I think that it is, you've also served to wake people up by allowing them to experience the truth for themselves. And the harassment that they've suffered has simply served to enlighten them on a personal level rather than just vicariously through somebody else. People need to experience these things for themselves. They need to see it for themselves. They need to learn it for themselves. And once learned, it cannot be unlearned. I mean, this changes the way they view and see everything, and it will continue to spread as long as they this level of harassment continues. All they're doing is waking more people up.
That's right. I agree with you. Yeah. And the one thing that everybody has to remember is that the only power that anybody has over us is the power that we allow them to.
Authority. I love talking about that. You're very, very much right on point. And that's what it's all about. People need to reassert their own authority. Understand limitations are, and realize, are they self-limitations? Wanda, we're running out of time here in this hour. I hope you'll check in with us again. Now, the website and is there phone numbers as well?
Yes, it's www.saveamericafund.org, and the phone number to reach me is 818-634-2379.
Wonderful. Well, keep us in the loop, and if we can do anything to spread the word or give you a platform, you have it here, okay?
All right. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you so much, folks. We'll be back in about 90 seconds.